Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 15th recording for the Wazifa, inshallah, to be done perhaps by Ramadan. Maybe, maybe not. This is page 310 and goes all the way through page 314, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين واقضي في الباطل بأهوائه في جميع بقائه And use me to throw me upon falsehood in all of its manifestations, in all its places. Place me in the station to see in everything that there is nothing but Allah in all places. Therefore he said, throw me, kdifbi, meaning throw me like a stone and stamp or bend me upon falsehood. This means upon everything that is other than Allah, exalted is he as it came down in the noble ahdaf. The truest word that Labid, the poet, ever wrote was, is not everything that is other than Allah falsehood. In all its manifestations, beyond wahi, meaning in human beings and jinn, in angels and animals and plants and minerals, as well as in organic bodies such as the elements, and in the physical and natural sciences, and from falsehood, in the states and stations of the science and the knowledge of tasting. As Abu Hassan Ash-Shaduli Halabi, his secret, said, I complain to you about the coldness which comes from contentment and surrender. And as Ibn At'ala says in his Al-Hikam Al-Ata'iyya, hardly does the intention of the initiate want to stop at what has been revealed to him when the voices of reality call out to him. That which you are looking for is still ahead of you, and in your Lord is the ending. Allah, praised and exalted as he says, say Allah, then leave them prattling in their vain talk, playing. Kulilahu thum darham fi haldihim yal abuna. Surat al-An'am, 691. Ibn At'ala, may Allah be pleased with him, also said, the compulsion of the knower does not end, and without Allah there is no decision for him. My beloved, be like the one for whom the love does not distract him from the beloved, nor the quality from the one who is qualified, nor the knowing from the one who is known, and so forth. In all its places, fi jami bi qaihi, means in all the places, circles, and worlds of shadows where it exists, al-barzakh. And the footnotes for this particular chapter are two. Labid, who we've heard before, right? Labid was a believer before the appearance of the Prophet ﷺ. He's 120 years old when the Prophet ﷺ came. He died a few years later. And this one from The Compulsion of the Knower Does Not End, and without Allah there's no decision for him. The footnote is, sometimes he puts you in the Jamal and sometimes he puts you in the Jalal, but this is an image. Do not stop with this image. This is Khash Kashf. Do not stop with any image in the kashf. Do not care about the fire or the garden. The most important thing is to know who moves you. He is your beloved and he knows what you are. Surrender completely and then you will see that he puts you in the right place. There is no place. Stopping in the kashf is like a ball between the legs of children. If you stop with any image in the Kashf, this stops you from traveling all the way to your beloved God. Say, I do not want anything but your face. Do not let any images stand in the way. Vadam vadmahu vadmahu vilhok yilaluajihilhok. So that I refute falsehood, vadmahu, meaning that I may destroy and exterminate it with the truth, bilhok, which means through witnessing the truth in all of its forms. In the face of the truth, yilaluajihilhok, means in the most perfect way, by endured witnessing, through the realization of the knowledge which comes through tasting, which is the power resulting from the walking, as well as the power existing in all things. From this it is known that the Perfect One has been granted the complete power in whatever is concerned with the manifestation of the truth through himself. And therefore it is right to refer to him as a destroyer of falsehood. Regarding this, I say, the upholder of men, Arijal, meaning the Waritha Muhammadi, rules over us in this so far as the truth has given that rank of destroyer to him. Wazuja bifibihar yadiyati moitati bikulli muakabati wabasitat. And plunge me into the sea of oneness which encompasses the totality of things both complex and simple. Plunge me, Wazuja bi, means plunge me in the seas of oneness, fi bihari adiyati, which is the same as the manifesting of the essence, in which there is no trace left of the influence of names, qualities, or anything of individual appearance. This presence completely encompasses all things, since no thing is ever empty, whether complex or simple, because the essence is in everything. He describes it with the words which encompasses the totality of things, both complex and simple, in order that it may be known that in the unity everything is an independent ocean. Therefore he uses the Arabic word ocean in the plural form, because in this rank, every person to whom the One is revealed falls down into the eye of the plurality of things, and sometimes throws off all restraints, whether it be in his behavior or in his actions, lifting the veil from the face of the secrets. It cannot be denied that this happens because the One is being described, in which case neither a name nor a quality nor any individual trace will appear, as was mentioned earlier. But the seeker himself fears nothing except the revelation, because it is the source of beliefs and all evidence of existence. Therefore my master adds to this his words, and pull me out of the morass of metaphorical unity. Know that for us the morass of At-Tawheed applies to many things, some of which have been mentioned earlier, of which the knowledge of words, scholastic religious knowledge, and some knowledge of the traditions al-Ahdath are the most harmful to the traveler and can lead him to a claim of independence and selfishness. My master asks to be removed from such things which present a barrier to the traveler's attachment to his Lord. As our master Abdus Salam ibn Mashish wants to say here, as was already mentioned concerning the falling into the ocean of union, and what results from that. Therefore he says, Ila fadai tafridi, into the unlimited freedom of uniqueness. This is the second separation, not the first, which he establishes with this saying, Alamun nazahi anitlaqi wa taqidi, which is beyond either freeing or limiting, because there are three stations and there is no fourth of its kind. The first station is that of the first separation, and this is the station of dissimilarities and contrasts, al-makamul aghyar. and of the stopping with them, and of how they are perceived in themselves and how they are perceived in other things, and of the limitation of believing that they exist with an existence other than that of true existence, so that they come to assume qualities other than those of real existence, and this is what is meant by limitation. The second station is that of the first union, which is the witnessing of the many in the one. But here the vision is cut off from the completion of the perfection of oneness by the necessity for names, qualities, actions, and decrees, and this is the station of freedom. The third station is the second separation, which is the witnessing of the one in the many and the coming down of existence in all its ranks, and the owner of this station gives everything its right and its truth, and everything that has justice its justice. This is what is required because it is the complete perfection of being and the universal making of perfection. Sidi Abu al-Hasan al-Shaduli, Ashadali, hallowed be his secret, said, "The perfect one is he, the light of whose knowledge does not extinguish the light of his godliness." Regarding this point, Sidi Umar ibn al-Farid, hallowed be his secret, said, "I was not distracted by the divine world, Allahut, from my manifest decree, nor did I forget through my humanity, al-Nasut, the manifestation of my decree." This means that I do not distract myself by my manifest actions from my hidden secrets, nor do I distract myself through my hidden secrets from my manifest actions. Know that for the person who has this station, there is fear for him to overcome by the feeling. In the same way as for the person who enters into the station of union, there is fear for him to overcome by the spirit. However, the witnessing of union cannot take place through the power of the spirit gaining mastery, nor can the witnessing of the rank of separation take place except by feeling gaining mastery over the spirit. The footnote here is that when the person is the hearer, the revealed, manifest or apparent, Allah's batin, hidden or inside. And when the person comes to be batin, Allah becomes the hearer. Warik nifiyahini bariyah dati suhudas. And drown me in the spring of the sea of the unity of witnessing. Therefore, my master requests the fourth station, which is the union of the union with his words, and drown me, warikni, which means that I ask from you for the completion of the perfect drowning in the spring, fi'aini, meaning the reality of the sea of the unity of witnessing, bahri wahdati, the essential witnessing, shuhuda, with my yes. Hatala rao halas ma wala jid wala uhisa illa biha nuzula wa suhuda. Until I do not see and I do not hear and I do not long for and I do not sense and I do not feel except through it, while descending and while ascending, until I do not see hat lara, either with my inner eye or my outer eye, and I do not hear wa asm lazma, either with my outside or with my secret thoughts, and I do not feel wa la uhisa, either through my manifestation or through my reality, except through it, illa biha, which means through the essential oneness while descending, nuzulan, to the separation, and while ascending, wasudan, to the unity. Kama huwa kathalika lam yazal wujudan, as it is, kawahua, in the reality of things as it is, and like this it never ceases, kathalika lam yazal, in all its states to exist, al-wujud, Yet all the existing things, both in their relative and in their absolute existence, have not smelt true existence. Rather, their existence, which is the existence witnessed by every human being, is like a mirage of water for the thirsty traveler in the desert. And it is not, in truth, water in the desert. Footnote. Presence is the shadow or the veil for the truth within it. Therefore, it is like a mirage, the projected image of the seeker who is seeking the water of the truth which is within him. The presence of the guide is like the perfect mirror through which the seeker sees his ideal image reflected back to him. The Sufi masters, may Allah benefit us through them, wrote books and letters concerning the affirmation of the oneness of existence. They provided reasons and accepted evidence for it. And some people thought that through reading these, they would be led to their desired goal and they would be brought near to the station of eyewitnessing. The truth of the matter is that existence is a reality which cannot be known at all through proofs. And in this case, proofs are not useful because it is not possible to attain the rank of the most perfect witnessing except by walking on the path of Allah, by the hand of a perfect guide. This means that the oneness of existence can only be reached through its most perfect faces and complete manifestations. Maybe it can be reached by means of attraction for an individual himself, but this is not its most complete and most perfect form, because the person so attracted, al-mazdub, is not useful for guiding others to what he witnesses and knows. The printing of books about the realities and the reading of such books does not benefit anyone except those for whom the books were written. They make clear and make known to readers certain facts, subtleties, rare matters concerning the ranks of existence. But concerning the rank of eyewitnessing, it is completely impossible to reach it from any book. My master, Shaykh Al-Ghani Al-Nablusi, once saw a man who was learned in formalities who read the books of Ash-Shaykh Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, and he said to him, "Do not think that through reading books you will become like us. The chicken has feathers, but it cannot fly." I see in our present time how certain people come together to read books about the realities through which they see wonders and great signs, visions of the nafs and such. They take from these books the very opposite of what is hidden in them and gain a debased idea of the worshippers of Allah, glorified and exalted as He, and they take other blameworthy qualities from these books in manners which are not beautiful. May Allah guide us and them to Him, and may He guide us to Himself by His grace and by His generosity. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.